Good evening, and welcome once again to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lilu Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Oren ben Moshe, and Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. As we approach the Yontif of Shavuos, it would be interesting to pay attention to an interesting occurrence in the Avo Rabba that we say every day before Kriya Shema in Shachris. The Birchas Kriya Shema, it seems, were authored by the Anshei Knesset HaGdoilo, and they certainly carry with them tremendous authority. We say, Avo Rabba Haftonu Hashem Elokeinu, you loved us an abundant love and had great mercy on us. And, of course, this is what brought us to the matzav of Hashem wanting to give us His Torah. Avinu Malkeinu, we say, our Father, our King, Bavur Avoyseinu Shebotchu Becho Vatalamdeim Chukei Chaim, because of our fathers, and the merit of our fathers, who put their trust in you, and you taught them Chukei Chaim, you taught them the laws of life, you taught them the Torah, you gave them the Torah, so you should give us teach us your Torah. It seems that it says over here that the schus with which Klal Yisrael had to be zoiche to the Kabbalah Satorah was Bavur Avoseinu Shebotchu Becho, was their bitochen. Klal Yisrael had bitochen in Hashem, and because of that bitochen, they merited the Kabbalah Satorah. That's why Bavur Avoseinu Shebotchu Becho, and what did you do? Atalam Neim Chukei Chaim, you taught them the Torah, you taught them the laws of life. And the question is, what exactly was this bitochen? So it seems that in the Eitzer HaTfilas and the Siddur, it has two different mahalchim as to what this bitochen was. And each one is in a different area of life. One says, Bavur Avoseinu Shebotchu Becho, refers to the Zocharti lo chesed neuraich avas kulosoich lechtech achrei bamidbor beretz lo yizuruah, refers to the bitochen that Klal Yisrael exhibited by following Hashem into the midbor. Eretz lo yizuruah, there was nothing planted there. They didn't have any sources, not for water and not for food and not for protection from the elements. And they followed blindly without any questions into this terrible midbar of terrible conditions, just blindly trusting Hashem. Another Mefarish says that it doesn't refer to that, but it refers to the Nase v'Nishma. They hikdimu Nase v'Nishma. Before they even knew what Hashem was going to ask of them, they announced their commitment. Bitochen, trust. That's a trust that He will not overburden me. That's a trust that He will give me what's good and what's right and what's proper. And everything He tells me to do will be the appropriate thing and the best thing to do. And therefore, Nase v'Nishma, I accept upon myself this burden even before I have any clue as to what He's going to ask of me. So it seems that the schus of bitochen, Bavur Avoseinu Shebotchu Becho, to be zeiche to the Torah, was one of two things: either the lechtech achar bamidbor, the total reliance on Hashem for our physical sustenance, or the naaseh kodem lenishma, which was the reliance on Hashem for our spiritual lives, that He certainly would not burden us with anything that was too difficult, with anything that was not possible for us to live up to, and therefore that is an expression of our bitochen. So we have a possibility of the bitochen in ruchnius being the schus for Kabbalah Satira, and the possibility of the bitochen in gashmius of lechtech achrei bamidbor being responsible for Kabbalah Satira, and the possibility of both together. But either way, the schus which entitled the Klal Yisrael to receive the Torah was Bavur Avoseinu Shebotchu Becho. But it's interesting that we ask, Bavur Avoseinu Shebotchu Becho Vatalamdim Chukei Chaim, Kein Tochoneinu Uslamdeinu. The bitochen was so powerful that it entitled them to the greatest gift in the history of humanity, the Kabbalah Satorah, the receiving of the Torah. But not only did it entitle them, that their descendants, us, every single day, ask in the merit of their bitochin, that means their bitochin that they had, had endless merit, endless merit. Endless. It goes on the deiris deiris. Here we are, so many deiris later, and we're still asking. Bavur Avisenu Shabotchu v'chovat alam nichu kechayim. Kein tchoneinu islamdenu bavur Avisenu in their merit, because the merit of their bitochin can help us to this very day. But there's another piece which is very interesting, because after we say, give us in our hearts the ability to understand the Torah, so forth, then we say a higher level, we ask for even a higher level of the acquisition of Torah, enlighten our eyes with the Torah. That seems to be like an unbelievable depth of clarity, that we see the light. Our hearts should cleave, could cling to the mitzvahs, a dveikus, a passion for mitzvahs, even beyond the normal level of shmiras hamitzvahs. We should unite our hearts together. The Yetzirah and the Yetzer Tov should work in sync. What a level! They always work opposite each other. They should be miyuchad, they should be united, la'ava liyirah shemecha, to love and to fear your name. That's like the highest level, the highest accomplishment in the realm of Torah we can reach. And then, right in that very sentence, it says, "V'lo nevoish le'olam void," we should never be embarrassed. And Avud Rom says that that's based on the posuk in Tehillim, "Elokai b'cho b'tachti alivoish." David HaMelech said, "I trusted in you, Hashem. I should never be embarrassed. My enemies should not rejoice in me." It seems that the V'hoyer Enenu B'Sirasecho, the Tavik Lubeinu B'Mitzvaysecho, V'yachin Lovainu L'Avad Yerushamecho, has something to do with Bitochen. That through that, we achieve, or we express, ever higher levels of Bitochen. And then we say, V'lo Nevish Lo Lavoya, because of this Bitochen, we should never be embarrassed. And the truth of the matter is, the next sentence says it very clearly. Because we trusted in your great name, we should rejoice in the Yeshua. So it sounds like there's a bitochen at the beginning of the process. There's a bitochen that culminates the process. The Goyin actually says that the Iker Nesinas HaTorah LiYisrael Hu Kedei SheYosimu B'Tchon HaShem. The Goyin in Mishlei, the Iker of the giving of the Torah to Klal Yisrael was that they should put their trust in Hashem. That's like the ultimate achievement, the ultimate connection, the ultimate Dveikus, the ultimate Shleimus, that connection, that ultimate trust in Hashem. But it sounds like from the Avo Rabba that it's a two-step process. To be zeichet to the Torah originally, they needed bitochon. Lechtech acharei b'midbor, naase v'nishma, they needed that. That was the prerequisite. And then they're zeichet to the Torah. And then they ask Hashem, we ask for ever higher and higher levels of understanding and appreciation and commitment to Torah and mitzvahs. Of the Yetzirah and the Yetzirah Tov should be united in the fulfillment of the Rotzon Hashem. And that brings, that by definition is the ultimate bitochon. Because if a person can be so dovuk in the Torah, so dovuk in the mitzvah, so connected between the Eitz HaTov and the Eitz HaHora just to do Ava and Yira, that's the greatest trust in Hashem. That's even a higher level of trust. And therefore we say, because of this level of trust, not only the level of trust that they had, and we ask in the schus and their schus that we should be zeicha, but the Torah brings us to our own trust in Hashem. And we ask based on that, give Hashem kotshicho hagodol v'hanero b'tochnu, because we have had that bitochon, we ask you, Hashem, nogilo v'nismacho b'shuasecho, we should rejoice in your Yeshua that should come to bring the Moshiach, in the schus of that enhanced and elevated level of bitochon that we had, which emanated from our commitment to the Limud HaTorah, from our dveikus, clinging tightly to the mitzvahs, and from the union of the Eitz HaTov with the Eitz HaHora, which is the ultimate hachno, humbling oneself to Avodas Hashem, and that altogether should bring us to the ever higher levels of bitochen, and that level of bitochen, and that bitochen that we have achieved through the Torah in our lives, in this merit of that bitochen, we ask, we should be able to rejoice in the ultimate Yeshua, in the end of the Golos, in the bringing of the Mashiach, all bishus the bitochen that we had. So it seems that bitochen is a prerequisite for the Kinyan HaTorah. We sort of try to use the sus of their bitochen to help us. And bitochen is the end result that comes from the greatest connection to the Torah. And that's what we work on in Shavuos, as we focus on the anniversary of Kabbalas HaTorah 3,330 years ago. And we still continue to commemorate that glorious, that outstanding, that unique anniversary. We should strengthen through the Torah our bitochen, and then we will be able to be zeiche to the Geula Shleima, to the Yeshua, the Kivashem Kodshicho Botochnu, Nogila Venismacho Bishua Secho. We should rejoice in the Yeshua Hashem. Everyone should be able to rejoice in the Yeshua Hashem, to be able to find the strength to have true bitochen, and to have a yontif which is meaningful, inspirational, and joyful.